Okay, so we're in the middle of Oizvav. We'll just give like a little recap of Oizvav a little bit. He speaks about Kabbalat Oil Malchus Shemayim Shleima, based on the Gemara Brachos of Tzvav. Right, she Kabbalat Oil Malchus Shemayim Shleima. Yifne, someone who wants to be Kabbalat upon himself, Oil Malchus Shemayim Shleima. So first thing is Yifne. Yifne means a person should be menach himself, use the bathroom. V'yitol yodov, he washes his hands. V'yaniach tefillin. Yikra kriya shema v'yispal. Zui malcha shemaim shleim. That's what the Gemara says. So the kohen goes through piece by piece, and his masber, the idea, besides for the posh of pshat, the pshutai, his masber, the ending of each thing. Nifnei means, besides for physical cleanliness, it means also ruchnizik cleanliness. You should be retire yourself, mikol gilulei taivis on the mahazah ha-moistrois, ha-shalei l'shem shemayim. Second thing is noit liyodov, so he brings on for the mayah shaloyach, the shemati, shalei remizah, z'chitzit idayim, ha-silik negiyas. Person should be mesalik as negiyas. Person is misalik as negiyas, takes away his negiyas. In other words, that he only wants the tefillah to be for something which is drasna Hashem. Chas v'shalom, if anything is negative drasna Hashem, does not want his tefillah to be on that at all. He says that's the ending of rechitzas kehanim, the reason why the kehanim washed in the kiyar before the avoda was also ending of silik pasaras negiyah, to take away the negiyah of a person. He has no negiyah, the avoda is l'shem shemayim, for the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Which is similar to the Rechitza, washing the hands, that they had by Egla Arufa, Yodeinu Loi Shavchas Adam Hazeh. That's called Yirchas. We have no Negiyah. It's not us. It happened, but it has nothing to do with us. That's called the Rechitza by Egla Arufa. That's not us. We're not to blame for the death of this person. That's called the Rechitza. That's where we wash our hands in the morning, before davening, and that's where we wash our hands before we eat. Tachilu that we do it should be the Shem Shemayim. Shouldn't be any of Hanos Atzmi. Person is entitled to have Hanos Atzmi, but the Matar should be the Shem Shemayim to be able to be properly over the Hashem the way he's supposed to. And the Meshlech adds on as well. That's why we say also the pasuk of Su'u Yidechem Kodesh, Baruch Hu Hashem, before the Tilas Yidayim, after we wash our hands, we pick up our hands and we say Su'u Yidechem Kodesh. So Uyi Deichem Kodesh means I lift up my hands, Kodesh, to holiness, that the Yideichem, which usually as the Shaykhs, the Nyonim Gashmiim, Yidayim in Mashmish, I'm saying, Yidayim is any from Gashmiis, any from Olam Hazeh, so Uyi Deichem Kodesh, should be Kedusha, should be from a Torah of Kedusha, which is the Matar of Etzim of anything in this world is, that all the Nyonim Gashmiim that we do should have a Shaykh to Kedusha, to be Malah, to elevate the things that we do, the Nyonim of Ruchnius. It should have a Matara of Kedusha, even though the thing itself is a Dover Gashmi, but it has a Matara of Kedusha. What we didn't mention last time is that the Tveres Yosef, I mentioned the Tveres Yosef, but we didn't say over them, we didn't have an opportunity, or just want to say over a few highlights of the Tveres Yosef. The Tveres Yosef speaks about this concept as well. First of all, in Parshas Kisisa, he brings down the Ma'aseh Shaloyach. He has a whole arichas about it. He brings down this Gemara of in Brachos as well. He brings down the Gemara, a Medrash Rabbah he brings down. By Avraham Avinu, for the Sfinah, so he mefurashes b'yam ha-gadol, or he mezbarches b'shtel Avraham Avinu, all of Hashalom, even the ships that were in the yam ha-gadol were blessed because of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara asks, "Alo shal nesachim? Yai nesach? They had yai nesach over there. Why should they have a bracha because of Avraham Avinu?" The Gemara answers, "Chal moizul chamra." The Gemara over there, "Chal moizul chamra." The way the Tveres Yosef is masber, he is masber that even though that was yai nesach, even though it was Goyish ships. Avraham Avinu was Mavar himself. He took away all his Negiyas on Mahava. Everything was Kfayt Shemayim. So everything was blessed because of it. Everything was blessed because of it. Even things which had no Shaykhis, but he brought a Ruach of Kedushin to this world. He brought a Bracha to everything in this world. And he says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the Kiyar, which was used for the washing of the hands before, the Kiyar on Chayshas, he built the Kiyar from the Maariv HaTzayvos. The Maariv HaTzayvos were the Dvorim Gashmi, they were used by the Noshim Tzidkaniyos for things which would seem to be Mamish Gashmiyos, right? That were used, you know, for Nyonim of Ishus. And the reason why he used the Maariv HaTzayvos is to show that by Klal Yisrael, if it's done properly, if it's done with Shem Shemayim, if it's done with the right approach, then it's Kodesh V'Torah Mamish. That's the Matar of the Yid. Even in the Ram Gashmin that he does it with the Matar Shemayim, he does it Kedush V'Tahara, it becomes another Kodesh V'Yoseh. But this is the difference, Kedua, between the Yiddish approach to the Yonim Gashmin and the Goyish approach to the Yonim Gashmin, and especially in Christianity, for example, their approach to marriage and food and all these things is, you know, a person abstains, someone that's a priest, cardinal, they abstain from these things because these things are gashmias, they're mundane. Klai Yisrael is just the opposite. You don't abstain. You mekadosh it. You mekadosh atzmecha. You bring a kedusha and it becomes a dovish b'kedusha mamish. If it's done properly, it's a dovish b'kedusha. As you have in Masechtas Tainis, and the whole Arich is about this on Tal, the sugya of Tal, beautiful piece. I'll just say over parts of it because it's mamish. It's too good to just pass. But the Gemara over there in Tainis speaks about the meaning of Tal. That Tal is a constant. It's consistent. It always comes. As opposed to Geshem, sometimes comes, sometimes not. But Tal not. Tal is something which is constant. And he goes through a whole Hezber, he brings down the Gemara Brachas, talking to the Gemara over here. And he says, he brings down the Gemara like this. The Gemara of Tainus over there says that Hosea, the Novi Hosea says, the Neidu Nirdu Faladas Hashem, Shachar Nochon, Moitzoi V'Yovoi Kegeshem Lonu. Come upon us like Geshem. That's what the Eden ask of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shower upon us the Shefa like Geshem, like rain. And what says HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back, Biti, Ad She'al Tavo, She'pa'omim Mizbakish, She'pa'omim Mizbakish. You're asking for something that sometimes it's relevant, sometimes not. Geshem doesn't always come. Rain is not always. Avla Ni, I'm going to be to you something even greater than Geshem. I'm going to be Shnema Eyakatal Yisrael. I'm going to be like Tal. Tal is consistent. It's always come. It always comes. And he's Masber, and he goes through and he says that this Chibur that the Yidden have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a Dovah Tamidi. It's a consistent thing. It's constant. That's why it's like Tal, not like Geshem. Geshem would mean sometimes the Yidden are Oyvid Hashem properly, so they have the Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam, sometimes not, so they don't have. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm like you, like Tal. Yidden Lechol Lekim Tal HaShemayim, Rishman Yehoyer, it's like Tal. The Yidden of Tal is, and it doesn't make a difference what the Yidden are. The Yidden have within themselves a Dovor, a Kedusha, that's Mushrish Bekirbom, and that's the Koich of Tal, the approach that Abish has to Klal Yisrael, is the approach of Eikat Tal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael has to have the same approach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Give back to the Ribbono Shel Olam the same way. That we have to cleanse ourselves and try to approach the Abish to be a consistent readiness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Before we dive in, before so if someone wants to be kabbal upon himself, oil mal chashmaim shleimu, it has to be yital yodov. Yital yodov means you wash your hands, you wash away your negiyas. You wash away, because deep down, every neshama is a dover kodesh. And the Baruch Hu approaches us like tau. But we have to reciprocate, and we have to give back to the Ribbono Shel Olam by washing our hands and say that we don't want anything which is neged the Ratzon of Hashem. We want everything to be the Ratzon of Hashem, everything to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has a whole arichas about it. He goes through the whole story with Yoam Novi. I'm not going to go through this arichas, but it's a beautiful piece. It's a beautiful piece. And whoever has a chance to take a look over there, in the Masechtas Tainis, Daf Gimel. One more piece in Parsha Shemini. It also speaks about this Gemara Brachas Daf Tezvov. Tres Yosef, Reutel, the Kabbalah of Amal Chashmaim Shleimu. And he adds on one Nikud over there. He adds on that we say Sui Dechem Kodesh, like we mentioned before, right? We lift up our hands, which is a remnant to the Klei HaPa'ula, the physical part of a person, the mundane. But the mice in the hands are the most distant from the das. In the physicality, build up a person, he says, the hands are the furthest away from the moyach, from the das of a person. When we say Sui Dechem Kodesh, we're including the das, the hands of a person within the das as well. We're including the Yodayim and the Machshava Sheberosh. And we're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that even the Klei HaPa'ula, even the Yodayim, which is the mundane, I would like to include that in the Machshava Sheberosh. It's like when we put on tefillin, K'neged HaYad, Al HaYodayim, K'neged HaLev, and Al HaMoyach, to try to be Mekasher those two things together, the Yodayim and the Moyach. That even the Yadayim should have a kesher to the Moyach through the Tfilm, Tfilm Shayad and Tfilm Sharosh, which include both aspects of a person. The Chelik HaElyon of the person, which is the Moyach, the Shonosh Shabbat Moichi, and the Chelik HaTachton of the person, which is the Yadayim, which is Meramas on the physicality of the Klei HaYadayim, which is the most distant from the Moyach of the person. And we unite those two things together with Tfilm, and we also unite it with the Sui Dechem Kodesh. When we lift up our hands, we say Sui Dechem Kodesh, we lift it up to the Moyach, lift it up to the Das. That's what the Indian, to lift up your hands when you wash before the Suda. Say that these Yidayim also are Nichlal in the Kedusha, are Nichlal in the Machshava, in the Machshava Shebemoichi, in the Das that lies within the Shama Shebemoichi, in the Neshama, the Chedik HaKedusha of the person. That's the Chedik of the Tilis Yidayim. And as Yesh Loimah Oidin says, another Remez, the Tzidka Zatadik says, the hands, the Klei HaMaisa became dirty from these tinoifis. So we wash it off. You wash it off the Mei Adas with the Torah, which is Nimshelas Lamayim. The Mei Adas washes it off, and then you bring yourself back to a Kud of Tahara. The Torah purifies a person from Tahara, from the Lichlich that has that's on a person you're dying. Those are the two aspects. One, beforehand, that I don't want anything to be negative to Ratzon Hashem. And the second, after, that if there's any lichlich and there's any dirt on those Klei HaMaisa, on the Yadayim, on the mundane of the person, on the physicality of the person, you should wash it b'mei hadas, with the water of das, tahara. Then he continues to say, "Meniach tefil, b'pran tefil." The Yaris Dvash brings down it's the Choysim Shem Shemayim that a person carries upon himself. Like an Eved that carries the Nashka. Nashka is a certain symbol of who you belong to. You're Adoin, you're a master. That's an Oys that he's the master. So the Rabbi Yisrael says that the tefillin that we carry upon ourselves is the Choysim Shem Shemayim. It's the chasima. It's our identity that we identify ourselves with the Rabbi Yisrael, that we're carrying. We belong to him. We're like his servants. We're Avdei Hashem. And mainly because we're Avdei Hashem, we carry the tefillin. The tefillin is the way that we identify ourselves with the Rabbi Yisrael. And this is also a Meir Shaloyech. Doesn't bring it down over here, but the Meir Shaloyech writes, a tefillin is the mechaber. It's a chibur. Even the lashon of tefillin he brings down is the lashon of chibur. Lashon of tulei elikim niftalti, which is lashon of chibur, as she says, And tefillin comes from the lashon of tefillah elokim neftalti, because the chibur is a way of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillin is connected to the Yidden with the Ribbono Shel Olam through the tefillin. Yeah, don't even more, because tefillin is also a sort of way of connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam through the idea that we put on tefillin and when we yach the Ribbono Shel Olam. You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's written in our tefillin. We say it with the tefillin. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, on the other hand, he puts on tefillin and he has his tefillin over there. It says Mika Amchim Yisrael Goyachot. He's Miyach the Yidden. So this unites the Ribbono Shel Olam Yisrael the Kodesh Baruch Hu together through the Koyach tefillin. It's like identification when you have like a bracelet or like a pendulum and you divide it into half and you give one half to one person, the other half to another person, and they have like a bond between them by having the two halves to the picture. It's like a bond between them. And the same thing with the tefillin. We have one half of the tefillin by us, the Nashka, and the person has the other half of the tefillin by him, which is the other part of the Echad. Goy Echad. Mikam Chisor Goy Echad. The Meir Shaloyach has arichas about this in the Yankiv. And that's what the Yair Dvash is saying, that tefillin is the Chosim Shem Shemayim. And the reason why we have tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish, he says, v'al yoda, he says, this is la'atzmoy. This is a very powerful thing he says over here. Al yoda is la'os la'atzmoy, al roish is la'os l'chol amay oiz kishmo demor alay. The reason why we put on tefillin shal yad, it's for us. La'os la'atzmoy, that we should realize, we should internalize this idea that we're mechubet to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we're the Avdei Hashem. That's why we put on tefillin shal yad. It's for ourselves. It's for us to internalize it. For us to identify with it. That's why the Tefillin Shel Yad is covered. Tefillin Shel Yad is not something which is open to outside. We cover it. While the Roish is open to the public. Everyone sees it. That's the Ois L'chol Ha'amei Ois K'shmo Ha'demor Ha'alei. Like the Pasuk says, B'roch Ha'amei Ois K'shem Hashem Nikro Lecho. It's going on Tefillin Shel Roish. It's going on Tefillin Shel Roish is what's shown out to the public. That the public sees it. And all the Amayars, all the nations of the world should realize and recognize that the Yidden are the Avdei Hashem and them Mechubet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kishmo Demor Alei, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is upon them. And this is the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. It's interesting to note, before we continue, in the Sefer Ein Atcheles, third Sefer of the Sefer Atcheles, there's a whole Arichas that the Archas Chaim writes. He was Mekabel from the grandfather, the Meir Shloyach, the day of his bar mitzvah. He's Makabal, the soydus from tefillin, from his grandfather, his rebbe, the Meir Shloch, the Irbitzer. He also holds arichas over there about certain things there, that he does reveal certain soydus. He was Makabal, but we have the chance to take a look. It's not mamish, you know, the idea of what's said over here, but it's interesting to note. He's Makabal, he gives a soydus, and he writes over there one thing that he goes through by arichas. He writes, there's a gabi the bracha. We know that the bracha lo'niach tefillin tefillin shal yad. Then there's the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, that the minig oilom, minig b'nei Ashkenaz, is that we make the second bracha al shal roish. Lo'niach be'etem goes on shal yad and shal roish together. That's why we're not masik. Al mitzvah tefillin, we put that on the shal roish itself. Ma'isa, al pi nusach hari, we don't say tefillin, the nusach of al mitzvah, the bracha al mitzvah tefillin. And in Yishlaim, it's Yisrael, then Noig with the minig of the Besyoisis, and many places don't make the bracha either, because that was the minig, that's the minig of Svar, the minig of Besyoisis. The Bnei Ashkenaz do make a bracha. And even though we know that in Ishbetzer, Adin, we daven al pinus chari, half of became we do make a bracha of al mitzvah tzun on the tzun shal roish, and the Orchaz Chaim over there writer, he's Makabal, this soid, he's Makabal from Israel, from the Meir Shloich, he's Makabal, why we make a bracha on tefillin shel roish, why we make a bracha on mitzvah tefillin. And he has a whole arichas over there, and Kabbalah, and Chassidus over there. I'm not going to say over the whole thing, but part of it is relevant to what he says over here before. The concept of through the mitzvahs, we become the schabbat of the Ribbono Shel Olam, especially chibbut of the Ribbono Shel Olam through all the mitzvahs, especially through the mitzvah of tefillin. And that's why we make a bracha al mitzvah tefillin. We make a specific bracha on the mitzvah tefillin, on the mitzvah itself, because we recognize that the mitzvah itself is the koyach hamachaber. Of course, we first make a bracha al niach tefillin to put on tefillin, because that's the mitzvah of Hashem. Then we make a bracha al mitzvah tefillin, because the mitzvah tefillin is mechaber the yidden, but the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a whole arichas, but the concept, the idea, one aspect of the idea that he writes over there. that's relevant to us, that I felt it appropriate to say over. The last thing is, or the last two things, B'kayi K'yishma, Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim, the first parasha of K'yishma, V'oil Torah Mitzvahs, the second parasha of K'yishma, that's Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim, and the oil Torah Mitzvahs, on the spot, and then we dive in. He says, Gamzeh Mechlal Malchashamayim, it's also included in Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim, but because of the Torah Mitzvahs, Shom Yidal Dom Adbeis, Torah Mitzvahs and Medayik over there, he says that Ika K'yishma, Utfilo, Ashaychi b'tfilin. You wear tfilin by Krishna and by tfilin. And by davening, Shema Nesrei. Why? Because both of those have a shaychat Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim. Not just Krishna, which is Dovah, moving me'elov, has a shaychat Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim with the tfilin, but tfilah, Shema Nesrei also has a shaychat Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim, even more than Krishna, even more. And that's why we wear the tfilin by Shema Nesrei as well. He says, why is it even more than Krishna? Krishna, ain't in the Lech Hashem is Baruch. You're not standing right in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You say you're being mekabel upon yourself. Olam Malchus Shemayim. Hashem Yitzvilo. Tzvili, you're standing in front of the Melech Malchem Lochem. You're in the middle of the Melech Malchem Lochem, and you're davening. It's the Pirush Rashi. Like Rashi says in Brachos, that's the Lashon of Rashi is Afei of Chafei. Rashi says Shatzaruchu Lahar says Atzmech Oymel Tzvili Melech Olamit Beema. That's what Tzvila is all about. You're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Famous of Chaim. Brisket that says, speaks about a stidah so Rambam. Rambam one place writes a tefillah, Pirush Hamidus Nama Akiv by tefillah, by Shema Nesrei. Pirush Hamidus Nama Akiv, you don't know the exact translation of all the words, besides the first bracha. But then another place he says that a person has to have kavona. He has to have kavona, there's Oimel Fnei HaMelech, he's standing in front of the Eibishti, you have to have kavona, kavona and Tzli Kuv. It's Ma'akiv. It says, why? Because of course Pirush Hamidus Nama Akiv. But if the person doesn't have the kavana that he's standing in front of the Eibishter, then he didn't daven at all. He didn't daven. Davening is if you recognize that you're oymel lefnei hamelech. You stood up in front, you're standing in front of the Eibishter and davening to him. The exact words of what you're saying, you don't have to know the exact words. You don't have to know the exact translation. But at least you have the concept that you're oymel lefnei hamelech, even though you don't know the words that you're saying. The kavana of oymel lefnei hamelech you have to have no matter what. If not, you didn't daven. Tefillah means you're standing in front of the Eibishter and davening to him. Pirush Hamidus is something else. That's what tefillah is mamish l'noichach Hashem Yisborach. Ushleim is amal chashmayim, he finishes off, she'il noichach Hashem Yisborach. That's Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim for Krishma. But there's even a greater Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim is when you're standing in front of the Eibishter. Shivisi Hashem Negi Summit. And that's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is all about this Nakuda. The koyach of tefillah is even more the Krishma, to a certain extent. And that's where Krishma is the coil, you say it out from your mouth, the coil, as opposed to tefillah is balachash. Balachash, it's quiet, you whisper. It's because tefillah is noich Hashem is barach. Ribbono Shel Olam is there with you, mamish. There's no coil, it's Ribbono Shel Olam himself. You start off by saying, Hashem, sevozai tiftach v'yagati l'secho. You open my mouth and you show open my mouth. Right now I'm standing in front of you. That's my koyach of opening my mouth to you. Only Ribbono Shel Olam gives that koyach. As opposed to Krishma, it's Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim. You're not standing your mamish in front of the Eibishter. You've been mekabel upon yourself, Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim. By tefillah, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem. You're speaking directly to the Eibishter. Then you can daven. Then a person can daven properly. This is the way a person is mekabel upon himself, Kabbalah Zalim Al-Khashmayim. Shleimo, a complete Zalim Al-Khashmayim. If you have all these achonis, then you can come properly to the high point, which is the tefillah, person davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's oymel lefnei hamelech. This is a more yidik shtickle of the way the Kohen establishes the seder of the way a person. I do want to say over, it's a little bit on the late side now, but I wanted to say over that in the Sefer Sodei Sharm, it's called Sodei Sharm Kisvei Chasidim. That's what it's called. Over there is an arichas. He has at the end of the sefer a thing called tikkunei nefesh. And he has a whole arichas about the seid ayoyim. A person, and he speaks about this gemara as well. Yifna v'yitol yodov, yikirakishma mispal, this whole gemara over there. I'm not going to go through the whole shtickle, it's a very long shtickle, and it's a beautiful, it's a little kabbalah involved, a little chassidus involved there also. But whoever has an opportunity, I know whoever has access to that safe, it's called Sodei Sharm Kisvei Chasidim. I'm not going to go through everything over there, But a lot of the aspects that we mentioned over here now, and the shtickle over here, is brought down over there as well, on a little more of a deeper level, a little bit more with, you know, mixed a little bit with Kabbalah as well. So whoever has an opportunity can see that, they can see that shtickle. I don't have it in front of me. I have maybe part of it that I have, I don't have the safe amount in front of me. I haven't seen it in a while also. Someone did give me part of it. Just looking where I have it, I have it over here. Someone did give me part of it. In that shtickle, I'll just read the part that I do have. Just a second. Second, I had it over here somewhere. Okay, so a little bit that I did have is he brings down the whole thing of tefillin, and he speaks about the connection between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and he adds on something unique over there. Concept of Muhammad Amalek, which nowadays the Muhammad Amalek is Muhammad the Yetzirah. That's the Amalek that we have, the Yetzirah that's within us. And the Koich of Tefillin could overpower the Yetzirah. Tefillin overpowers Amalek. He says, Kiyod al Kais Ka Muhammad Hashem Amalek. Amalek is causes that the Shem Avai shouldn't be complete. Only the Yud K, but it doesn't have the connection to the Vav K. We only unite the two things together. The Koyach of Tefillin unites the Yud K and the Vav K together. Because you have the Tefillin Shayad and Tefillin Shalosh, which unites the Chedek Elyon and the Chedek Tachton. Yud K is Merambas and the Olam Elyonim. And Vav K is Merambas and the Olam Tachton, the Zion spheres. Vav and the Hey. The Vav is the six spheres. The Hey, Tato. Is Malchus. And those two things that united together, the Yachachin, Yud Kedrovki through the Tzum, that's a Koyach of Melchemes Amalek, overpowered the Yetzirah. It gives a Koyach to a person to overpower the Yetzirah. And by Tfilah, he brings down the Lashon of Tfilah, is also Lashon of the Schabrus, the same Lashon of the Aftulah, the Kim Neftalti. Through the Tfilah, a person is Mechabit to the Rebbein Shloilom. And Amadah, by Tfilah, we know it takes upon a whole new level, a whole new meaning, like we saw, because by Krishma, it's Kabbalah Zalmach Shemaim. Tfilah, you're carrying upon yourself the Shem Hashem. But by Tefillah, you're standing mamish in front of the Malach Malach HaMalachim, and you're being mischabah to him. You go through all different shameless over there, to the Chiburim that happened by Tefillah. But they can take a look over there. But that's basically the concept, the Arichas that he speaks about. So whoever has an opportunity to take a look at that shtickle, that'll be a chosh of a thing. But yeah, it's an interesting way he puts it down. And the way he brings it with the Seamus and different things over there, I feel that's a nice. It's called Tikkun HaNefesh. It's called, and he goes through this Gemara in a beautiful way. Right?